A trend sweeps a nation and suddenly it's a different landscape, literally a different landscape, if the trend happens to be about something that farmers grow and sell like nuts. Here's regular contributor Elena Simone with a story about the global fortunes of the humble pecan.
In the mid-90s, the domestic pecan market was in a slump. So U.S. growers conceived of a bold new plan, one that would help insulate them from the whims of American nut lovers. They would introduce the pecan to China. And it worked. Today, almost a third of the U.S. pecan crop goes to China, which is especially gobsmacking considering they
didn't even have a description in the Chinese language for pecan.
This is Mike Adams, owner of Royalty Pecan Farms in Caldwell, Texas. The Chinese aren't putting pecans in pies or pralines, he says. They crack the shell and soak the nut in a flavored solution, like brine or vanilla. I asked Mike if he'd tried any during a recent trip to China.
I did. They are different.
The machines the Chinese use to produce this uber-popular snack require that the pecans be fairly uniform, which means orchards filled with uniform pecan trees.
These trees that you see are grafted trees that were grafted for specific qualities.
We're looking out at rows of trees lined up in strict formation, like toy soldiers. And this army of improved variety pecans, as they're known, have marched across the growing regions of the southern United States as Chinese demand has swept the market.
It was a sea change. They go from buying, you know, 5 million, 10 million pounds to 100 million pounds in just a few years.
The boom has lifted the fortunes of pecan growers, which is good for them. But prices have climbed for American pecan consumers, and some mega orchards are squeezing out the habitat of wild native pecan trees.
When I see those trees, I wonder sometimes if I'm looking at living fossils.
James McWilliams is author of The Pecan.
We are developing so much in this state, and we're developing in areas where these wild pecans really need to clump in dense formations.
James describes orchard owners clearing groves of wild pecans to make room for acres of grafted trees, trees that are also more vulnerable to disease. It's an emotional issue here. The native pecan is the state tree of Texas. It's America's only native tree nut, and its history here goes back millennia. That's the sound of a hedging machine moving among the laser-perfect rows. I pass it on the way to Pecan Grove, another farm down the road. It turns out that a Chinese delegation sponsored by the Texas Department of Agriculture is visiting. So I decide to go ask them about the native nut, see if there's any hope for a niche market of, you know, strawberry-flavored wild pecan snacks that might save those old trees. With the help of their translator, I find out they like the native pecan, but
for native pecan, although the flavor of the meat is wonderful, but the yield is low. And also, the shell is hard to crack, so it's difficult to process.
Well, at least I do manage to get to the bottom of a big mystery, one James McWilliams was keen on solving too. Why did the Chinese fall so hard for the pecan? I mean, why not pistachios? It was love at first taste, but not for the reasons you'd think. Turns out, the Chinese think pecans taste like hickory nuts, which are so popular in China they can't even meet the demand. In fact, at first, the Chinese thought the pecan was a hickory nut.
Actually, they started translating pecan in Chinese as the same as the Chinese hickory nut. They call shanghetao, American hickory nut. But later, they found it's a different species. So they decided to simulate the pronunciation of pecan into Chinese as bigenguo.
Even as Chinese demand continues to expand, U.S. growers are working hard to introduce the pecan to new markets, James tells me.
We're really looking at trade barriers dropping in places, not just like China, but Japan, Thailand, Malaysia. And those are conceivably very large markets for the pecan, India as well.
Which means pecan growers better start packing their bags and studying up. I ask Mike Adams if there's a word in any of India's languages for pecan.
If there is, this Texan doesn't know it.
For the world, this is Elena Simone from Caldwell, Texas.